Murder at the Vicarage by Debbie Young and read by Mary Woodvine for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. The Strange Guys. On a crisp, bright autumn morning, an American tourist driving through the Cotswold village of Wendlebury Barrow pressed his foot down on the accelerator of his hired car.
"Let's give it some gas and get out of here," he said to his wife. "What is this place, anyway?"
"I don't know, honey, but I think we may have driven through a time warp. I just saw a sign advertising a fireworks party at the vicarage tonight, but this is November 5th, not July 4th.
She was cowering in the passenger seat at the sight of so many dead bodies being transported down the high street. A young man was pushing one, slumped in a wheelbarrow, while his friend carried another over his shoulder. A teenage girl had squeezed a third into a child's buggy. All were converging on the vicarage, where a small boy was currently dragging a body as big as himself across a muddy lawn littered with rotting windfall apples and dead leaves. As the tourists drove by, they glimpsed a large mound of wood and paper at the centre of the back lawn. The woman gasped,
"Do you think that was a funeral pyre?"
"It's too late for a Halloween prank, whatever it was."
"Maybe they celebrate the Day of the Dead here."
"No, that's Mexico."
He passed her his phone.
"Look up today's date and holidays online, if you can get a signal in this godforsaken place."
The search engine's robot enlightened them. On the 5th of November, 1605, Guy Fawkes and his Catholic followers plotted to blow up the Houses of Parliament to overturn the Protestant government. The plot was foiled, and on subsequent anniversaries, Guy Fawkes Night is celebrated with bonfire parties at which effigies of Guy Fawkes, commonly known as Guys, and similar in construction and appearance to scarecrows, are burned on bonfires. The traditional accompaniment of fireworks is less popular now for reasons of health and safety.
"Guy Fawkes, Marcia. Boy, these Brits sure choose weird names."
"They certainly do, Randy."
He changed up a gear as they sped through open country.
"But why do they need so many? Isn't one Guy Fawkes enough for them?"
Marcia shuddered.
"Burning even one is one too many for me. And at the vicar's house, too. He doesn't sound like a man of God. Let's head back to the safety of the city. The English countryside is way too dangerous."
But the danger had barely begun. Had Randy and Marcia remained after nightfall, they'd have found 54 guys about to be burned on the bonfire, with one real person concealed among them.
Chapter 2. The Tangled Web.
Now that it was October and the bookshop's start-of-term sales had fallen away, the proprietor, Hector Munro, and I were busy setting up a Halloween window display to lure people back in. Hector told me Halloween was a big thing in Wendlebury Barrow, and I was looking forward to a bit of fun to liven up the shorter days of autumn. I'd only come to live there the previous June, when I inherited my great Auntie May's cottage and landed a job as a sales assistant at Hector's house, the local bookshop. There was still so much for me to learn about this village that I'd started to think of as home. As I sprayed fake cobwebs into the top left-hand corner of the bay window, Hector, standing on a small pair of steps, was suspending rubber spiders and bats on black threads from a series of display hooks permanently set into the ceiling. Plastic snakes writhed over spooky books artfully arranged beneath them. Billy clattered through the shop door in time for his usual elevensies of tea and cake.
"If you'd asked, I could have saved you the trouble and brought you some real cobwebs from home," he said, "and spiders."
Billy's loyalty to Hector's house was cemented not by a love of books, which he never bought, but by the illicit hooch that Hector brewed to slip into the tea of favoured guests. The cream of the bookshop, Hector liked to call it.
"No thanks, Billy. We're treating Halloween strictly as fiction," said Hector.
"If we want to truly scare the village children, we'll send them round to yours. Pass me another bat, would you, Sophie?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?